In 1922, Marjorie Williams, a failed author of grown-up fiction, wrote a children's book called The Velveteen Rabbit. In the story, a boy receives a toy rabbit as a Christmas present, but he doesn't like the rabbit much. In fact, after a few hours, the rabbit is discarded in favor of more high-tech wind-up toys, and for a long time the rabbit sits on a shelf, untouched, unknown, safe. While on the shelf, the rabbit talks to the skin horse, an old shabby toy who tells the rabbit what it means to become real. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you are made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?"
"It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." I believe the reason this story is so enduring is because it speaks to a great longing in the human heart, the longing to become our real selves, to lay bare all our flaws, weaknesses, and frailties, and miracle of miracles, to be loved anyway, unconditionally. The Velveteen Rabbit longed to become real, to know what it felt like, and yet the idea of growing shabby and losing his eyes and whiskers was rather sad. He wished that he could become it without these uncomfortable things happening to him. But becoming real always comes at a cost. It means risking the fear of being rejected. It means losing freedom in order to make the promises that allow for relationship. It means the everlasting humiliation of the never-ending need for confession. "I lied. I betrayed. I belittled. I'm sorry." It means letting go of the remote control and of control in general. It means wrapping our heart around someone else's well-being. It means being wounded when my child is deeply depressed and I cannot fix it, and I wonder how much I am to blame. It is a woman sitting at the bedside of the husband she has known for 60 years, his once athletic frame now a gaunt parody, holding his hand and telling him it's okay for him to go, when it isn't okay at all. Getting close means getting hurt. And yet no one becomes real without getting close, without being loved. And love, like grace, sneaks up on us mostly when we're unaware.